Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Olambulela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 24 Mpalakazi 2021 uPlatsile Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Dingakala nje umuntu wathinga ukuyimaski kwakho okuncane okungafikile edola abe sevala. Ngokwenza nje into encane kanjalo uyakwansi ukubangele ukuriduce ama-infection ngama-thousands ama-infections ngoba ukwazi ukuziphatha ngendlela njani elungileyo. So okuncane wena esikwenza ukwenze.
Lanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla, elabalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka.
Thina siyabona abenkaya labesenta. Akula business la. Amabhasi maningi kakhulu asilamali. Sazabana ama-100 rand. Amaphoyisa asisupa futhi asithathela imali.
Iningi labantu bakobulawayo lokho lisendleleni emabhasini loba ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday sihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi. Lo mculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uMpilo Dube ehamba leqembu lakhe le-The Family Praise Music. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Nanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla eZimbabwe, elabalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka. Kunje bengamashumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 abalahlekelwe yimpilo ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Ngokukhweze inani lasebebulewe yileli gciwane kwaba zinkulungwane eziphansi kwezinhlanu 4,855. Lokhe lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho nyakenye. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abezempilakahle bathi leli nani selikhuphulwa yibuyekethisa kwabantu ekulandeleni iziqondiso zokuzivikela ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lohlobo olusabalala lula olwe-Omicron. Umsekeli kamphathintambo wezempilakahle uDr. John Mangwiro uxwayisa uzulu ukuba azinakekele lokuzilondoloza okwesibanga esiphezulu.
Maintaining optimal health hygiene. We all know that.
Sibone ukuba izandla zethu zihlanzekile isikhathi sonke ngokwesibanga esiphezulu. Sonke siyazi ukuba izandla zethu zilakho ukusabalalisa imikhuhlane eminingi kakhulu.
Okugcizelelwe nguDokotela Mandela Ncube, yena osekusigaba sakugcina sokuphutsha izifundo zakhe e-University of Zimbabwe.
Dingakala nje umuntu wathinga ukuyimaski kwakho okuncane okungafikile edola abe sevala. Ngokwenza nje into encane kanjalo uyakwansi ukubangele ukuriduce ama-infection ngama-thousands ama-infections ngoba ukwazi ukuziphatha ngendlela njani elungileyo. So okuncane wena esikwenza ukwenze.
Unkosikazi Sindiso Mdlongwa wakobulawayo uveza ukukhathazeka ngalesi simo.
Sabe silifile ukuthi siyevakatshela nalezi hlobo ezabe zivela kwamanye amazwe. Ngoba abanye bakhona abavaccinethwanga and asisalaleli imithetho esiyiphiwe. Akusela social distance, akusela kugqoka imaski, asisasebenzisi le-sanitizer.
Sebephezu kwenkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 201,344, asebatholakala bele coronavirus selokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo nyakenye. Abedlula kancinyane inkulungwane ezilikhulu lengxenye babo 151,309 ngababa lenhlanhla yokusinda kulomkhuhlane kuthe bafika phose inkulungwane ezinhlanu babo 4,855 balahlekelwa ngumphefumulo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Abantu bakobulawayo lokhe lisendleleni loba emabhasini ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya lokulinda umnyaka omutsha bendawonye labomndeni. Kungakhathalekile lokungamanga kuhle komnotho welizwe kanye lokukhwaza ngolaka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Langa ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lokhu lukhwaza ngolaka, iningi labantu lokhu liphithizela. Sikhuluma nje bezama ukuthi liphuma ilanga kusasa, babe sebesekhaya ukuyahlanganela labomdeni ngekhisimusi, bemelela njalo ukuqhamuka kweminyaka, besamukela umnyaka omutsha bendawonye. Umtshayeli wemota ezincane ezithwala abantu, umnumzana Methusela Ncube, uthi yebo bayahamba abantu kodwa ibhizimusi liphansi.
Thina siyabona apha enkaya lalesentar akula bhizinisi la, amabhasi maningi kakhulu asila mali, sazi abantu ama-100 rand amaphoyisa asisupa futhi asithathela imali.
Umnini webhasi umnumzana Samuel Shumba uvumelane lo Ncube.
Hayi, ukuhamba bayakuhamba but abalutshwane, but esikhumbeni ethu amanye ama-Christmas aleyiwesele abantu abaningi. Asiwazi ukuthi abantu abanamali kube kuyini. Hayi, business iphansi njalo ukuthi amanye amalanga i-24 abantu bayasala emarenkini, izobathatha futhi i-25 manje yakwakathi esiyabona kulabantu.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo unkosikazi Phumuzile Ndlovu uthi kunzima ukuya ekhaya, wesaba ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Sesaba lokuphuma siyebanganini siyezikhupha nje.
Iningi liphakathi kokuhamba, kuthi abanye sebefikile lapho abaya khona, sekuhlatshwe imbuzi, inkomo, inkukhu lokunye okuhlukeneyo. Abantu bekhanyelele ukuthakazelela ilanga lakusasa lekhisimusi elithakazelelwa mhla zingama-25 ngompalakazi, elithakazelelwa ngamakholwa amaningi ngoba limumethe imbali eqinisa ukholo lwabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje uZulu ukuthazwa ukubana akhumbule abaswelayo ngalesi sikhathi sikhisimusi. Lokhu kuvele lapho kunikezwa intandane labagugileyo impahla zekhisimusi ngabenhlanganiso ye-Peace Charity Home enyanjeni eGwanda North. Walbert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ekhuluma emcimbini wekhisimusi oqoqelwe intandane labagugileyo, unkosazana Saneliso Dube ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Peace Charity Home uthi ukuqhamuka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 sekudale ukuqonga kwenani labantu abadinga usizo. Ungakho uZulu kumele akhumbule laba baleminwe emfitshane ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Njengobona ukuthi i-COVID inje, abantu abaningi basendlaleni eningi kakhulu ngenxa yale-COVID. So ngicabanga ukuthi lawathi sebedatshukelwe, hayi kule khisimusi, kuwumusa kaNkulunkulu kubo.
Okugcizelelwe unkosazana Samukeliso Ncube othi lo mkhuhlane we-COVID suthiye sekule ntandane eziningi ezidinga usekelo.
Abantwana sibabonile badatshukelwe, abaningi abalala uncedo abalutholayo, sibabone bejabula kakhulu xa kade benikezwa lezi zinto. So sicela ukuthi anyone ongakwanisa ukuthi athole anything afake la isandla.
Umnumzana John Moyo uthi njengezakhamizi bayawuncoma lo msebenzi.
Ngibona lakade ninakwana ukuthi impahla kugcwele phandle akade kunika abantu izipho, siyazibonga.
Osakhulayo uShailene Mpofu uveze ujabulo okhulu ngemva kokuthola isipho sakhe.
Ngathi bekuncomeka kodwa basizile abantwaneni abahluphekayo ukuzinika izipho njengezigqoko lezicathulo.
Iningi lithi lonyaka ikhisimusi izadlula nje njengawo wonke amalanga ngenxa yokumamanzonzo kwezomnotho kanye lokuqhamuka kwegciwane le-coronavirus elidale ukuthi iningi lilahlekelwe imisebenzi. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisenyandeni eGwanda North, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Loba nje iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe liye ekhaya ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane. Abanye basele eGoli kwele-South Africa ngesikhathi ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-Omicron kusidla amahabulo. UThuso Khumalo ukhuluma labeZimbabwe laba ngabazabe bekwenza kusasa ngekhisimusi.
sekusela amahola ambalwa ukuthi luqale usuku lwekhisimusi kodwa kumemetheka ngesiqubu kohlobo legciwane lecorona i-omicron kwele South Africa kuqhubeka kudundubeza injabulo yabezimbabwe abaningi abazadlalela ikhisimusi egoli. Abahlaselwa ligciwane le-omicron ngosuku kwele South Africa badlalela kuzinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili around 20,000. Lokhu sekulethe uvalo kwabaningi njengoba ikhisimusi ijatshulelwa ngokuhlangana abantu bebaningi begida besidla lokunatha amanamunede lamanzi amponjwana. Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo esikhulumele sebandla lezaphu kwele South Africa umnumzana Canisius Nkala ngomunye wabangahambanga ekhaya uyakudla ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane. Yena-ke uthi ikhisimusi yalonyaka bazayidlalela evalweni ngoba sekungenzeka ithi kuphela omunye esebanjwe yicorona.
Cela ukuthi abantu bazinanzelele kakhulu abantu bangazi expose ukuthi bagcine belimala ama-mask sigqoke sikwazini ukuthi sisanitize senze konke okufaneleyo because asifuni ukuthi iphela ilokuzeni i-festive season nalesi layo siluze abantu abaningi.
Nakwelinye icela imbongo elodumo uBongani Ncube uthi uzayidlalela endlini lemuli yakhe njengoba phandle kungathi kuzalele ingwe.
Yes, bengifisa ukuthi ngiphume out siye kunabanye but because of this thing i-corona I'll spend my time with my family sihlele endlini. I will just enjoy. We have bought few drinks sizoziphuzela sitshisa inyama we spend time endlini.
Umnumzana Gretman Mkhwebu yena uthi bazayidla bevika i-corona akwelinye icele bezibuza ukuthi iyozala nkomone ngonyaka ozayo njengoba uhulumende we-South Africa esemise kusebenza kumaphemithi ababewaphiwe.
Lo nyaka amphumelele ukuthi ngiyedla ikhisimusi lemuli yami labantwana ekhaya ngesizathu esiyazakala nje umhlaba wonke since kuhlasele i-COVID lapha. So ngiyesaba ukuthi mangagijima lapha into mangifike e-border gate angazi ngizahlangana nobani. Ngicine ngikutapile la mukugula noma ngisuke ngicine la msenifika ngithelela i-family ekhaya. So nje ngiyasho lo nyaka ikhisimusi ngizazidlela ngiyi-one ngizidlalela endlini khonokweni lakho ngiyidleni lalo ngoba just nje ilanga eliyi-one.
Isikhulumeli senkosi ubulelani kamzilikazi umnumzana Bonman Khumalo uthi vele iningi ligcine lingasahambanga ekhaya hatshi ngoba bengafuni kodwa ngenxa yemigoqo yecorona.
Iningi labantu abahambanga naleso sizathu ukuthi babe bezwelelo elokuvalelwa okwensuku ezilitshumi. Kukhona nje i-message evele enkosini ethi Happy Christmas esizweni sonke kungakhathalekile ukuthi abantu bakuphi. Iyaqonqosela inkosi ukuthi abantu abalandela imithetho yona le ebekwayo ukuvikela impilo zabo lema-families abo. Hayi, Happy Christmas.
Bakhona bathi abasalesabi igciwane le-corona ngakho bazazijabulela santando bengagqize qhakala. Labo asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni lokuvikela i-corona bathi lobanje bezayidla bezivikela ukwesaba kwabo kunganeno. Uhulumende kwele South Africa ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi enqabe ukuya emagigini alabantu abaningi njalo umuntu wonke aqhubeke elandela zonke indlela zokuzivikela ku-corona. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 kanye-ke lamalungiselelo okwamukela ikhefu lekhisimusi okulilanga lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo oyengukapteni weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu uBenjani Marowaro uthi iligi yabasakhulayo aseyiqalile izathuthukisa kabanzi umdlalo wenguqu kweleZimbabwe. Intelele zendaba yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanju usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ikhuluma nesikhathi evakatshele Highlanders Sports Club lapho kube kulo mcimbi wokubonga inkokheli yomdlalo wenguqu elodumo uNdumiso Gumede uMarowaro uthe kudala kwakule midlalo yabasakhulayo eyayidlalelwa ezakhiweni zikamasipala wedolobho lakoBulawayo ezibizwa kuthiwa kuseclub ezitholakala phose kuwo wonke amalokishi njalo yiyo acabangiwe ukuyiphendukisa.
Ngikhule ngidlala kuligi yemidlalo yomphakathi engasadlalwayo kathesi njalo ngikubone kukuhle ukuba ngiphendukise leyo ligi. Lokhu ngikwenzela abantwana loba kungayisibo bodwa abazaphathiseka, kodwa mina ngifuna ukuba kube khona inhlelo ezokuthuthukisa umdlalo ngoba yizo ezingenze ngaba khona.
Iligi yeBenjani Mwariwari Community Youth League yethulwe kuZulu okusemthethweni ngeviki edlileyo edolobheni lakoBulawayo, lapho uMwariwari ahle athatha ithuba lokutshengisa uZulu iqembu leMagwegwe City Football Club. Iqembu leMagwegwe City yilo elibingela kuqala ukubhalisa kuligi yeBenjani Mwariwari Community League, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuba amanye amalokishi la abumbe amaqembu azakuba yingxenye yayo leyi ligi. UMwariwari uthi ufuna ukuqeda umkhuba wokukhangela abadlali
You know, in this country, the only one.
Kwelakithi kuqakathekiswa abadlali abavele sebeqeqetshiwe. Singananzeleli ukuba nxa singavele sehluleke ukuba lolonga kuhle besisebancane siyabe sesiyilahlile. Iligi leyi iza kuba lamaqembu angafika alitshumi lasithupha kumbe alitshumi lathoba mine mbili, njalo sifuna ukufundisa konke inkokheli, abonompembe kanye labadlali.
UMwariwari uqhubekele phambili wathi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi iligi yakhe igcine isitholakala kumagumbi amane welizwe laseZimbabwe, njalo labadlali kanye lenkokheli bathole amathuba okuphuma bake baye kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso ezisekela uhlelo lwakhe lolu ngezibalisa e-Adachi yase-Australia, yona ephathise ngamadola asemelika azinkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu eyenyaratso kanye leyemukuru. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Okwamanje wathi sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende kwele Melika. Ikhefu lekhisimusi elinanzwa mhlaka 25 Mpalakazi minyaka yonke likhefu eliqakathekileyo kumakholwa esiKristu, lapho abathakazelela ukuzalwa kwendodana kaNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu. Igama lokuthi Christmas libunjwa ngamabala amabili athi Christ leMass, okuyinkonzo yamakatoliki. Leli langa kodwa libikwa kungela bufakazi obucacileyo bokubana ngempela uJesu wazalwa ngalelo langa. Kodwa ngomhlaka 25 Mpalakazi ubikwa wakhethwa eminyakeni engamakhulu amabili edluleyo zingcweti zemfundiso yokholo lwesiKristu kumbe ezeBhayibhili ngaleso sikhathi ngomnyaka ka-221 AD. Kwathatha eminye iminyaka elikhulu kubana leli langa lemukeleke ngamakholwa wonke esiKristu emhlabeni jikelele ukuba likhefu lokunanza ukuza kukaJesu emhlabeni. Lokhu abanye bathi mhlawumbe lemukeleka kungenxa yokuba lisiba ngesikhathi sinye lapho ukuthakazelelwa khona ezinye izehlakalo zokholo lwesiKristu okufana lokunanza kwabohlobo lwamaRomans ikhefu ele Saturnalia kanye lele Dies Solis Invictionati, okutsho ukubana ukuzalwa kwelanga elinganqotshwayo, the day of the birth of the unconquered sun. Usuku lukamhlaka 25 Mpalakazi lwaqalisa ukukhanya embalini yempilo zabantu ngomnyaka ka-336 AD ngesikhathi sombuso kaConstantine, owaba umkhokheli wamaRomans wakuqala owayelikholwa lesiKristu, the first Christian Roman Emperor. Kuningi osokuthe kwaguquka kusukisela ngaleso sikhathi. Eminye imikhubakhuba ngaleli langa ilahlwa kulondolozwa eminye kuze kube manje, okulenza libe likhefu eliqakathekiswa ngamazwe amaningi womhlaba. Umkhuba wokuphana izipho phakathi kwabomndeni labangane kubikwa kwaqala ngabo-15th century. Kuthi-ke ukufakwa ezindlini kwezihlahla zekhisimusi ezivuka zilezipho phansi kwazo, i-Christmas tree, kubikwa kwaqala ngomnyaka ka-1605. Okwamanje leli langa seliqakathekiswa ngumuntu wonke olikholwa labangasimakholwa, asebebeka phansi konke abakwenzayo batshone begwetshise labomndeni, ikakhulu abantwana labazukulu. Lolo-ke bekuludaba oluveza umbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Ikiwoza, woza, Friday. my darling. What a Friday, seven to forget. What a Friday, my sweetie. What a Friday, in a balling for me, there when now. We baba, gonzi magnum saba. We baba, long seven to bogine. We baba, ne mani aige. Angati lele pegile na pela. We baba.
Uliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays hlangabeza usuku lekhisimusi elakusasa kulo mculo wengoma zomvumo wokholo uMpilo Dube ehamba leqembu lakhe ele The Family Friends Music. Bona-ke bacula bekobulawayo. Asizweni bexoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Amazwe sebengene kuKhisimusi. Thina namhlanje sangabeza usuku lokuzalwa kuka Jesu Kristu sinentombi yakoDube.
Uzalwa esigodini eNswazi ngowesivili eMulini. Ngifunde eNswazi Primary School leNswazi High School. Ngiqale ezomculo ngo-2019. Igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni ngelithi Mpilo Dube and Family Praise Music.
Ngena kwezomculo uMpilo. Pho yena unamadlalathi amangaki?
I-album yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2019 ibitited isithi is time to praise. Ngiyenze lo Fury Gang as uproducer wengoma lezo. Phakathi kwe-album leyo yokuqala ingoma eyahluphayo ingoma ethi Ulobubele, lethi Ngiyabonga, lethi Animbonanga.
Njengabaculi bonke abaningi kukhona naye abanginika umdlandla kwamenza wafuna ukungena kwezomculo.
Umculo wangi-inspire kakhulu ekuculeni ngoRebecca Malope, lo Deborah Fraser, lo Benjamin Dube. Yibo abaculi abangi-inspireyayo ukuthi lami ngize ngiqalise ezomculo. Mina ingoma ngiyazibhalela, ngizibhala futhi according to the Bible. Ngihlabela ingoma according to amaverse eBhayibhelini.
Isikhathi silomona Madube ulelizwi bani kubalaleli singena kuKhisimusi kunjenje?
Ngomnyaka ophelileyo ka-2020 ngikhiphe isingili song yami ethi Malusi nguJesu ethakazelelwe ngabantu kakhulu. I-albhamu yami entsha engikhiphileyo kathesi ithi Angilamahloni. Ngiyo likhangele le ngoma ezinjengezithi Angilamahloni, Jesu nguye uyingcwele. Izatholakala ku-YouTube ku-akhawunti ethi Family Praise Music. Ekuqineni kwako konke ngithanda ukuthi libe lekhisimusi enhle lo minyaka omuhle, cha omuhle, liphephe ezingozini, ligeze izandla, social distancing kule coronavirus.
Siyabonga Madube ngempela, umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubhahile kulezi nsuku. Kumele abantu bananzelele. NguMpilo Dube esilayo kuhlelo Woza, Woza Friday. Ngithi happy, happy, happy and Merry Christmas kini lonke. Igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Yeah.
ehlukana isihlobo othe sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Nganxa inani labatholakala beleCOVID-19 lisehla, abalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka. Iningi labantu bakobulawayo lokhu lisendleleni emabhasini loba ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya. Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday besihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uMpilo Dube. Seligqibeke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Ngimeleke umsakazo wonke weStudio 7. Ngithi balaleli bakaStudio 7 libe likhisimusi elithukela njalo ebusisiweyo. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.